There are people in Tyr City who say that old Earth never existed. That stories were made up about handwritten books and oil paintings, about orchestral music and tall trees, about wild horses and waterfalls. They all sound too incredible to exist. Too pointless. Ask a wiki about old Earth and it will reply with a pre-sanctioned statement.
Accessing old Earth. The 10 billion people who once populated old Earth relied on its biosphere and natural resources for survival. The Tyr City megastructure was built to protect those who opted into new Earth society. Those who rallied against it perished in what became known as the Great Fires. Over 99.9% of all species that once lived on old Earth are now extinct.
Ask a wiki to describe a waterfall, and it will reply with...
There is no evidence to validate the assertion.
Me and Blake used to argue. He used to tell me stories about corrupt politicians and mass rioting on the streets of old Earth.
The gatekeepers of our environment fucked it right up. They spent so long in denial about the fact that there was just no turning back. No, it's like they wanted our world to collapse. Acid rain, deadly increases in global temperatures, wildfires raging. They let it all happen. Global superpowers with every ability to pull together as a common force, as a people, as a planet, to resolve these issues, just handed over all responsibility to that mega corporation Insignia, who forced their way into a position of dominance under the pretense of saving the planet. The real deals were done behind the scenes. Without public consultation, without any assessment of the damage. History was rewritten by greedy, idiotic, power-hungry politicians who were too bloody stupid to believe that they were just being used as puppets to misdirect all of us from the truth.
Wow. That was some rant, Blake. You sound totally crazy right now.
Damn it, Rachel, wake up!
It annoyed him when I laughed it all off.
Why won't anyone listen to me?
But there was nothing to validate the assertion. He would disappear for days, and when I'd see him again, he'd be overexcited, full of stories about a secret activist group called Rare Earth, reclaiming the planet. Then, the cooling engines of Tyr City failed. People began suffocating in their pods. Lethal creatures appeared from nowhere and cut down citizens in their commuter corridors. And the Universal Council, the very people who claimed to protect us, declared martial law. I was beginning to wonder if Blake had been right all along. Had the people in power really given up on us? Tyr City residents were trapped, like rats in a maze. And humanity was about to face its final, devastating blow.
Existence. Episode 9. Patient Zero.
Tell me about Patient Zero.
Everything is connected, Rachel. Interlinked. Reliant on the pack to stay in place. Imagine that the system of our universe is just like a pack of cards. Shuffling one to the next. Removing a single card will only reveal the next in line. Too much shuffling will bring the whole lot toppling down. Patient Zero was simply the first card in a pack that was constructed using layers upon layers, decades deep. But now the pack is unraveling.
May I advise that this is not the time?
She deserves an answer, Lithium. She deserves this answer.
I do not recommend that you reveal any detail.
Lithium, shut down. He's offline.
How did you know how to do that?
I'm a fast learner.
The Mechas are bonded to me and to your father. Just as they are now, apparently, bonded to you.
Please, Professor. I need to hear this.
30 years ago, a researcher on my staff discovered a signal. A mysterious code that was being sent from, well, who knows where. He became dangerously obsessed and unlocked a cipher which set a chain in motion that came at such an incredible cost. The signal changed him, made him ill, scarred by a biomass that infected the very core of his soul. He was the first. He was Patient Zero.
You don't understand. This thing, this signal, it's a message to mankind. I wrote it down. I've written everything down exactly as the signal showed. Information. Amy Rice.
I blame myself. I shouldn't have done it.
What did you do?
I saved him. I saved the man who brought all of this devastation upon us. I should have let him die there and then, but something drove me to action at all. A fascination with the unknown. I helped Insignia Life carry out instructions discovered in the signal without questioning the origin or intention of the message. I helped to initiate all of this. The breakdown of Tyr City, the severing of all ties with our planet, and the foolish promise of a new life on the biodomes. So many people will suffer. So many people will be left behind. The infestation is just the first wave. An extinction-level event is coming. The Patient Zero protocol.
Lithium, wake.
What did he tell you?
Emotional receptors down.
How much do you know?
Enough, Lithium. I know. Enough.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
What the hell is that noise? I've never heard anything like it. Some kind of repetition. Is that a recording?
No, man. It is being received. It is a transmission.
Transmission? From where?
I do not have the ability to locate the source. Your vital signs are weakening.
Oh, God. I feel dizzy.
I will perform a RAT check.
Look, Wiki, don't bother. You don't have to do anything for me anymore.
Scan is complete.
I don't want to know. There are papers here. Mathematical symbols. Was this place a research center? Hey. You think they got any booze? You know, liquor, whiskey, a drop of poison.
I do not understand the assertion, Max.
God, I need to take this hazmat off.
I do not advise you taking off the suit. Unprotected movement in the bunker could prove highly detrimental to your health.
It's okay, Wiki. I'm just gonna sit here a while. And wait it out.
Wait what out?
How could I expect you to understand, old friend? You'll never get to experience death. I'm tired. I'm gonna sleep a while.
We are navigating the sublevels and will be arriving at the laboratory imminently, Professor Keller.
Take us in slowly, Lithium. What are you doing?
Getting a respirator.
Oh, no, my dear. You can't go down there. This place isn't safe. It has many, many ghosts.
Lithium, bring the data drive. Set to fly follow, 2 feet.
Of course, Rachel Hunter.
You said I had a choice, Professor. This is my choice. Whatever you're looking for, I'll help you find it. Then you need to let me go, so I can find my dad. Deal?
Deal. You must collect a specimen. A genetic enzyme that we cannot leave to perish here on Earth. It's far too valuable. Lithium will take you directly to it. But Rachel, the lab is not safe. Not safe at all. You've seen them, haven't you? Infesting Tear City.
I've seen them.
Your mother named them Active X5. Those little buggers make excellent security guards. Or better, to protect a laboratory which manufactured products so lethal that they could wipe out all life on Earth, than death itself. And you've seen her.
She's incredible.
If you come across the Aqua, don't engage. Don't even look at it. Promise me that you'll run.
Lithium, disclose primary laws.
Primary laws. I do not kill. I do not steal. I do not deceive.
Stop. Disable primary laws. Pack a laser cut blaster. Let's go kill some creatures.
Wiki, just stop.
Max, something is
Whoa. What the hell is going on? Are you doing this? There's a projection. It's a star map. I don't recognize the system. This isn't our solar system. You're not Wiki, are you?
We are.
What do you want?
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.